Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Finances are tricky for everyone, and addicts or those in recovery may face additional challenges when it comes to managing their money. Addiction typically takes a toll on finances, and people often emerge from treatment to find that their financial situation has become dire. They also may not have a good idea about how to get on track, or get back on track, that is. So today we have with us Roger Davis. He's a wealth manager who helps clients understand how to manage their financial health. Roger is here to talk to us about the importance of honesty and learning how to assess our financial situation, understanding the habits and behaviors of financially healthy people, and to give us some tips and tools on how to get our finances on the road to recovery. Roger, welcome to the show. So happy to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me, Erica. Glad to be here.
Yeah, this topic is so multi-layered because I think everyone deals with, learning how to manage their finances, learning how to save, learning what to spend on. So how do we get people that are coming out of like a period of time where they're living an unhealthy life to be more mindful of this?
Well, of course, finances touches every area of our lives. And when our lives are really healthy and we're doing the things we know we need to be doing, in other areas of our lives, typically the money issues are our finances are doing well. When we have been in a period of time, months or years, decades perhaps, where we've been engaged in unhealthy behavior or those sorts of things, many times the financial house is not in order. And as with other areas of your life, the best place to start is with reality. We have a human beings in general and people just into recovery or considering recovery in particular have a habit of using rose-colored glasses. And so it's very important first to just do an inventory, if you will, of your situation and to honestly assess where you are.
Right. And I think that's a great tip for people. People that have also been, like you said, in bad habits around their finances. So whether that's they gamble or they've spent money on, a lot of material things, they've somehow invested their money in ways in which the return wasn't so great. They all of a sudden emerge, with a lot of stress and anxiety around how they're going to really recover. How are they going to get their finances back in order? And I think what you're saying is so important that we have to understand that we need to create new habits, basically, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it starts with reality and truth. And, the thing I've noticed about people in recovery is that they can be real big earners. There are a lot of successful people who find their way into the rooms of AA and other recovery type environments. And, some people have been able to disguise, if you will, the unhealthiness by, a lot of seemingly successful ventures. I think it starts with truth and reality, and then to scale back the things that are clearly out of sync. To be mindful is to be present. And when our finances are out of control, and this is the case for many, lots of people, not just people in recovery or people who need to be in recovery, is we cannot stand to be present. We've got to be thinking about the next thing. And to be mindful and to be successful financially, we've got to be quiet and be still. And we've got to take time to determine what it is we really want, what it is we really value in life. And most of us have not asked those questions. And most financial advisors don't ask those questions of us. So it's important to get with someone, a financial advisor or professional who can walk you through establishing those things that are important to you. And it's from that point that you can begin to trim this area, eliminate this sort of thing, and or eliminate this area, and then begin to accumulate some momentum in terms of financial health.
Right, and I love these tips that you said. You know, create a list and have create a list A, and I think, you know, for people that a lot of tickets to pay and credit, you know, card bills and debt collectors and loans and all these things, to create a list and then have someone who's a professional and maybe a little bit more knowledgeable than you help you get through that, right?
Yeah, that, and in many times it doesn't have to be a professional if you're talking about the sorts of, you know, high interest credit card debt and, you know, tickets and, you know, their legal issues and that sort of thing. A lot of times just a garden variety sober guy or girl can help you think through those things. And, you know, I would recommend for people that are in those positions that, you know, where really it's, you know, we're on sort of the cusp of, or, you know, potential bankruptcy and that sort of thing, to take the sort of Dave Ramsey approach. I mean, to look at your debt and to then look at the highest, you know, the highest interest rate debt and begin to, you know, pay that off as quickly as possible while paying the minimum, you know, required payments on the rest of the debt. So if you've got, you know, $100,000 in debt, you know, $25,000 of it is at 20%, just making up a number, and then the rest of it is something lower, make the minimum required payments for the $75,000 in debt, and maybe that's $1,000 a month, and then, you know, pay down the highest credit card amount very aggressively, get that paid off in 6 months or whatever it is, and then you tackle the next one. So, you know, there are things that are sort of things that you can and must do to get that sort of debt wiped out.
And I really appreciate you sharing that, because it sounds like it's a treatment plan to get your finances in order. It's almost like a plan that we need to have in place so that we feel like our stress is manageable. We feel like the anxiety around, oh my gosh, I owe so much money, and how am I going to save, and how am I, you know, all those kind of like what ifs. I think it's so important to understand that, you know, we have to have a plan in place. So I appreciate.
Yeah, there is a bit of a prescription. You know, let's stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Then let's figure out how we're going to remedy the situation we've created, and we do that, you know, through a step-by-step plan, and then we, as we're doing that, we begin to think about the things that we'd like to accomplish in our lives. What's important to us? Who is important to us? What would we like to accomplish? You know, as we look back over the things we've accomplished, it's important to write those down and to savor them, sort of, because we've all accomplished things, and then we can look forward and say, what would we like our accomplishments to be? What are the sort of things that we'd like to leave our children or our business partners or the schools we went to? And then you begin to plan out those things. It becomes much more constructive on that side.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing that. So can you tell our audience where they could find you? Website or where they could find you if they want to ask any questions or
sure.
Services?
It's WoodridgeWealth.com or RogerCDavis.com. And I've got a book that was published in
yes,
November.
We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. And yeah, you're the author of Wall Street's Just Not That Into You. It's an insider's guide to protecting and growing wealth. And it's a fantastic book. And I'm so proud of you for writing it and getting it published. We'll talk more about that very, very soon. So thank you, Roger, so much for giving us insight on this important subject matter. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well. Oh,